The time at 15 past 11.
Tiptoe through the window, on the window, that's where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio, and Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral joins us by phone for the garden show this morning. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody. Sure is a nice out. Nice for the plants. We got a little rain. It's also nice for the people who have to go out there and get all those weeds out of the garden. It's a lot nicer to be working outside than it was at 95 degrees and humid. That was not good.
Nope. And yeah, it's really kind of odd to have this cool weather like in July here already.
Yeah, so get it done.
Yep. Be outside.
Outside, yeah, it's gorgeous out.
Some people are always complaining about gnats or flies or mosquitoes, but I don't see that. But some friends do.
I don't
do.
Think they like me and you, Paul.
No.
Some people they just attracted to, but they say if you eat bitters, they'll stay away from you.
If you eat what?
Bitters.
Bitters.
B-I-T-T-E-R-S.
Okay, what's that? I'm sorry?
It's kind of like a hard seed type thing. Sometimes you put, I don't know, I'm not a drinker, but you put bitters in your drinks.
Oh, okay.
They'll have a drink and eat your bitters.
And that keeps the mosquitoes and flies away.
I guess they don't like your blood.
Okay. All right. I never heard that one before.
Oh, yep. Well, you know, citronella plants?
Yep, I've heard that, yep.
You know, I think you got to have a whole field of it and lay it and roll around in it before that works.
Okay. Well, we're going to open up our phone lines once again for any lawn or garden questions, or email us over. Our number here at the radio station is 320-598-7301, or you can email us at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And we have an email question that just came in, so we'll get to that later. So
we have lots of questions, but before we get to that, and so we get it on the air, the Hortonite up in University of Morris is, what day is that?
Thursday, July 27th.
July 27th from 4 to 8. If you're interested in horticulture, want to see a lot of beautiful flowers, go for Hortonite. Spend a few hours up there, and they have a lot of speakers, and they'll even give you a ride around, so no excuse not to go, and it's a fun night.
Yep. You've presented there before, haven't you?
Yep, I've given talks, and I guess they're sick of me, so they don't ask me. No, there's a lot of interesting people out there, so they have a lot of, I think they have around 8 different talks and a lot of different things, and can even milk a cow.
No. Okay.
So you better go up there, Paul, and you can get in the competition.
Yeah, I'll see. I don't think I've ever milked a cow before, so.
Have an experience.
Yeah. Hey, Dwayne,
other things, though, like we were talking about, Paul, that the farmers markets have started or are starting, and you can go to the KLQP website, and it tells you where they are and when they are. So support your local people that are out there working hard in their garden.
Yep. Yeah, I'll be over in Canby this afternoon, actually broadcasting live from the Canby Farmers Market. First day for them on Thursdays, and looking forward to that. Yeah, you can go to
stop in and see Paul Ramo at the farmers market.
Yeah, at Central Park in Canby this afternoon.
Yep, and also the fairs aren't far away, and so keep in mind that exhibiting at the fairs, or they're still looking for judges, I know too. So if you want to do that, contact your fair and exhibit, because it's always fun to go into all the booths and exhibit halls and see everybody that's exhibited. So should be a lot of the good plants out there this year.
That's right. Yeah, I'm excited for the farmers market to start up, and some have already started up, but it's just go on our website at KLQPFM.com and click on area happenings, and it's right there.
There you go.
So, all right, what's our plant of the week, Dwayne?
Golden barberry. I don't know if you've seen them, but I have three of them in my front yard, and when the sun hits them, they just, it's gold. It's gold, 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 and it's really pretty, and it grows in the shade, and having that gold-yellow color, it stands out in the shade. You need a plant that you can see in the shade, plant something that's yellow or gold, and a good one is a golden barberry.
Okay, and a golden barberry, does it grow fast, or?
It's a fairly fast grow. It's a shrub, okay?
Yeah.
It does have thorns, but the yellow color really makes it stand out. It does well in the shade. It'll get about 2.5 feet high. Nice rounded bush. I know some people don't like pruning it, but get some rubber gloves or canvas gloves, and you can clean it up afterwards.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, you sent me a picture of that. I posted it up on our KLQP Facebook page if you want to look at it. Yeah, beautiful plant.
It is. Very, very, very
pretty. It's a shrub, you said.
Yep, it's a woody shrub. I mean, so
okay.
you'll trim it back, you know, like take a third off in the fall, and then it comes back the next year. So.
Okay. So, Dwayne, what's our horticulture concern of the week?
I could talk about this all day, but we better get to our question. Horticulture concern was tree problems, tree diseases. Had a lot of questions on that this year, and you know what? Dutch elm disease is showing up again. Emerald ash borer, they're saying that it's in western Minnesota, and I would confirm that. I've seen that for a few years now. There's things going on with hackberry trees. So if you do have problems and you want me to look at it, bring in a sample, bring in a leaf, bring in the area that, you know, you see the problem at, the transition zone from, you know, green leaves to brown leaves or whatever it may be, and I can help you with that. Also, evergreen trees are having a hard time with needle cast. And so if you have a problem there.
Needle what?
Needle cast, C-A-S-T. It's a fungus disease called Rhizosphera spruce needle cast. The tree kind of turns brown, pinky brown. And it's a fungus problem, so you should definitely be spraying that as soon as you can.
Okay.
You see a lot, some of the older trees around, if you look in the groves and stuff that were planted 100 years ago, there's jack pine or scotch pine that people planted, and the whole tree is turning brown, and it happens really quick. So if you have some of those older trees that, you know, you have that 1, 2, 3 trees out in your yard, I would spray them.
Okay. All right. Well, should we jump into some questions here?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to start with our email question. We got over from, this question says, do columbine, dianthus, cranesbill, geranium, and shrub roses need to be deadheaded to continue blooming? If so, how is it done?
The answer is yes. All those should be deadheaded. You know, some plants, like some proven winter petunia, says you don't have to deadhead them because they're self-deadheading. That means that the flower, after it's done, will fall off by itself. But on those ones you listed, the flower doesn't fall off. It still stays there, but the flower dies. So if you trim that back or trim the flower head off, that dead flower head, and that'll encourage new growth and it'll flower again.
Mm.
So a lot of those flowers that you mentioned, you know, the dianthus, which is carnations, and cranesbill, and the roses, if you prune those back, you get new growth and you get more flower, you know, it'll rebud and you'll set flowers. And how you do that is, you can just cut the tip of the flower off, but if it's on a little stalk, I would go down to the stalk where that stalk or the petiole where it holds up the flower goes down and meets the leaf. I'd cut it up before that, cut it off right before that first leaf that you go down.
Okay.
Roses, they say you should go back to where there's 5 leaflets on a rose, which they're usually one leaflet, then 3 leaflets, then 5 leaflets. Usually they say cut back to 5 leaflets. But you know what? It's better to get it pruned, whatever, and that new growth will reflower. So don't be afraid to prune your perennials and also some of your shrubs. Like your spireas, which are done flowering now, if you went and trimmed those, even if you took off 3-4 inches, the new growth will flower in 3 weeks again for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So prune. It's pruning time.
You always say pruning time is anytime you have a shears in your hand or something, right?
I usually say a sharp shears in your hand, but if you don't have a sharpener, I guess any kind. But it's definitely time for pruning to get your shrubs in shape. That usually a good rule of thumb is after something's done flowering, that's when you should prune it.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. So there's not a lot of rules I go by, but that's one of them.
All right. Here's our next question. How to get rid of suckers growing from tree roots in my lawn, mostly hackberry. So how do you get rid of suckers growing from tree roots in my lawn, mostly hackberry?
Well, I usually don't see that as a problem with a hackberry tree, but obviously they must. But like white poplar, if they have really shallow roots, and then from those roots they shoot up, you know, trees in your lawn. Okay? If you spray your lawn with Trimec or whatever, you can spray those little creatures and that'll kill them and die back, and it still won't hurt your tree.
Hmm.
If you have trees that aren't hooked onto the tree roots that have, you know, seeded themselves, like a lot of maple trees and hackberry trees do that, and they're too big to pull out, you can cut them off and then put a little thing, it's called Tordon. You can touch that new cut with Tordon, and that'll kill the roots. But you don't want to do that if that new little tree's coming up from the roots, because then you could kill the whole big tree, and you don't want to do that.
Okay.
So simple answer is spray your lawn. It'll kill those little trees.
Okay. We're running out of time here. We've got two minutes. This person wants to know, does Heather sell a lantana flower?
Lantana flower is really pretty. It's a has multi flowers on it. We have some gorgeous ones right now in our Dawson store, I know for sure. And we have a lot of different colors, from red, yellow, orange, or multi colors. So if you need lantana, they're half price right now because it's an annual. Half price at our greenhouses, Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
Okay. I think we'll leave the last question for next week because we've got a couple questions here, but not going to be able to get to them, so we'll do hold them for next week.
Yeah.
Appreciate everyone calling in and emailing questions over. Dwayne, you got 1 minute. Tell us what's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral.
Well, we're very busy doing landscaping. We have a lot of landscaping projects. So we have a crew, and we have a couple crews, so we have a lot of people out doing planting trees. I do a lot of the design work. I've designed different types of, you know, planting around the houses or patios or that type of stuff, and we're busy installing those now. The crew's out today. We are putting edging around the house and planting shrubs and doing all that kind of stuff. So a lot of stuff going on landscaping wise. We still have good deals in our greenhouses if you still need to fill in little areas.
And, all right, gotta run, Dwayne.
Everybody have a great day.
All right, thanks a lot. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson News and Weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.